Hi, good afternoon. My name is Hyojun Park, and doctoral candidate in the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I also work on CountryS ranking and roadmap project as a project assistant. I'm very excited to have an opportunity to discuss this topic with professionals from various backgrounds. Today, I'm going to present research entitled Estimating the Relative Contribution of Health Factors to Health Outcome. No personal financial relationship with commercial interest relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. Here is a brief overview of how my presentation today is going to flow. I would like to begin with brief background, followed by objective, which estimates the relative contributions of health factors to health outcome. Then I will move on to potential sources of error that may lead bias and address analytical approaches that may reduce this potential bias. Finally, we will work through result of relative contributions that varies by each approach. And I will conclude this presentation with a brief discussion about how to interpret the result and what the implication would be. Determining the relative contribution of health factors to health outcome has been an interest for many researchers to facilitate a better understanding of population health and for policymakers to make more informed decisions. For example, McGuinness identified the social circumstance, environmental exposures, behavioral patterns, and shuffles in medical cares as relevant health determinants to explain the mortality, and then assigned 21%, 7%, 57%, and 14% respectively. In the model used in the county health rankings and roadmap, health outcomes that were measured by mortality and morbidity were explained by 30% of health behavior, 20% of health care, 40% of social and economic factors, and 10% of physical environment. Clearly, although no agreement has been made for the relative contribution of health factors to health outcome, there is a general consensus that multiple determinants of health are important to understand population health, as well as identification of relative contribution of health factors are relevant in understanding population health. This study is intended to provide empirical estimate for the relative contribution of health factors to health outcome at the population level. More specifically, this study will identify potential sources of bias and then address and apply appropriate analytical approaches to reduce these bias, followed by the discussion and conclusion. Data work from the CountryS ranking and roadmaps. There is a collaborative program between the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And you, Dr. Remington already gave a great overview of this program. In this research, I have utilized the composite score for each construct as a measure for outcome. Measure or health outcome that was measured, mortality and morbidity were used, whereas composite score for health behavior, clinical care, social and economic factor, and the physical environment were used as explanatory measures. It is unavoidable to have several sources of bias in the ecological approach to explain and to understand population health by using county-level measures. Measurement error and endogeneity are two biggest sources of bias, and the detail will be addressed in the following slide. Sampling error and confounding are also common sources of bias in empirical research. However, especially in this study, The impact of both sampling error and compounding may be very minimum because county-wise ranking covers most of the counties in the United States. And the county-wise ranking also utilized the county-wise ranking model that is a comprehensive population health model that takes into account modifier of health factors and health outcomes at the county level. In addition, during the analysis, the demographic characteristic of county and median income of each county were accounted for the analysis. Measurement error describes the limitation of measurer that may read biased estimate of the association. The existence of measurement error is a not unusual phenomenon in research, so that the analytic approach should be able to address this limitation during analysis. Some empirical measure may suffer from low validity and reliability. For example, measures from small area or small county may less valid or reliable than those measures from other counties. The appropriate measure may not be always available at the county level. Moreover, not all measures are available at every county and every state. The alternative proxy measure may imperfectly capture the characteristic that we want to know. For example, measures that use moving average for multiple years may introduce temporality issues. Also, changes of operational definition of each single factor over year may also introduce measurement error in specific measures. Endogeneity may occur when a factor that is associated with both health factor and health outcome is omitted from the model. If this is the case, the estimate of the association will be potentially biased. The endogeneity is one of serious issues in empirical research, so that the analytic approach should be able to address this limitation during the analysis. In this study, two potential endogeneity mechanisms may exist. For example, state insurance eligibility, coverage, rules, and regulation may be directly associated with the utilization of a clinical care service and health outcome. The estimated contribution of clinical care on health outcome would be potentially biased if state-level insurance coverage, eligibility coverage, the rules and regulation are not properly considered. In the same sense, in any specific county level characteristic that is associated with both health factor and health outcome is omitted from the model, the estimate would be potentially biased. We have utilized four analytic approaches to estimate the relative contributions of health factor to health outcome with the consideration of potential sources of error. Ordinary least square is commonly used, the most commonly used analytic approach that estimates the linear association between health factor and health outcome. Structural equation modeling is a useful approach that estimates the rate and association between health factor and health outcome with the consideration of potential measurement errors. Hierarchical linear modeling is capable to estimate the linear association with the consideration of the potential state-level effect. Rate and growth curve model is incorporate both measurement error and trend in each construct in each county over time during the estimation. The squared standardized beta coefficient of each model has been utilized to calculate the relative contribution of each health factor to health outcome. Here is a summary of potential sources of bias and corresponding analytic approach that may handle each bias issue. No analytic approach addresses all of these issues at the same time, but a mixture of approach may be feasible. All four approaches are capable to estimate the relative contribution of health factor to health outcome. However, in ORS, MADEL does not take into account any of potential sources of bias during the modeling. Potential measurement error may be accounted in the model of structural equation modeling and latent growth curve modeling. Utilizing hierarchical linear model may beneficial to reduce the impact of state level factor, and unobserved county level factor may be handled by using latent growth curve model. We have applied these approaches to the ranking data to see how much variation of estimate exists. We found that the estimate relative contribution of health factor to health outcome vary by analytic approaches. When considering ordinary least square model as a baseline model, the relative contribution of health factor to health outcome were estimated 14%, 22%, 64%, and 0% respectively. The first thing I'd like to emphasize is that the impact of measurement error seems to be considerable, given the result that the relative contribution of physical environment were estimated 0 in 3 models and only 7% in 1 model. Also, the impact of the relative contribution of social and economic factor was estimated in ORS model as 64%, but it decreases 46% and in structural equation model and 36% in latent growth curve model. Secondly, the relative contribution of clinical care has decreased from 22% to 6% in hierarchical linear model, which is the model that takes into account the state level variation during the modeling. This result indicates that social and economic factor, also the impact of health behavior, was the impact of health behavior increased from 14% to 27%. This result indicates that the social and economic factor and health behavior may play more important roles to improve health outcome within state where each state has a similar regulation or similar setting and regulation. Lastly, the estimate from latent growth curve model that takes into account both measurement error and county level trend was similar to the county health ranking, the weight scheme that used in the county health ranking model. That was 30%, 20%, 40%, and 10%. That was the county health ranking model's weight scheme. So to sum up, to provide an empirical answer for the relative contribution of health factor to health outcome, we have identified several sources of bias that may introduce bias to the estimate of the association. We found that the estimated relative contribution of health factor varied by analytic model we have utilized. The reason we have different estimate for relative contribution may be due to the considerable impact of two potential sources of bias, that is measurement error and endogeneity. Therefore, the analytic approach should be able to address these two potential issues of bias during the modeling in appropriate manner. Unfortunately, no single approach may able to handle all of these sources of bias, but the mixture model may be feasible. In addition to applying appropriate analytic model, several efforts can be made to reduce the potential bias. Improvement of measure may eventually may reduce the potential measurement error. Ranking counties by state may reduce the impact of the potential impact of unobserved state-level impact. Trend analysis will also improve the model by taking into account the unobserved characteristic of each county. Therefore, it is important to understand, it is important to clearly know what the underlying advantage and disadvantage for each approach to utilize this kind of model. The choice of analytical approach should be based on the specific research question and its policy implication. I'd like to acknowledge the support from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and my co-hosts Annie Luber, Amanda Jobach, and Dr. Kathleen, and the County Health Ranking and Roadmap team. Thank you for listening.
Maybe the test of a great talk is when you the person finishes and you say, you know, I really haven't looked at it like that before. I mean, I tend to look at the relationship between mortality and the various factors, or morbidity for that matter, in terms of, well, what clinical trials do we have that tell us what? And it's fascinating, I think, to think of it in this framework and say if there are differences, then we ought to be able to see, understand what those differences are due to. They're very interesting. Thank you.